Jonathan Gray, I just talked to him on Skype just a moment ago, so Dan or Bordop will get in touch with him. If need be, I can actually connect him by Skype here from my speaker until we get that going. Let's give it a try. Does he know he's on my system here? Oh, wrong one. Just a second. Here's Jonathan. Okay. Oh, good. We got Jonathan. Perfect. Okay, Jonathan, you're all set. Let's start off, because we have a lot of material to cover. The situation going on, it's interesting. We get stats from people listening around the world to our show. The second largest audience outside of America is Germany. And, of course, Germany is the worst of the nations being hit by the brunt of Angela Merkel's evil policy of Hiraj, which is to invade Europe and destroy the culture and destroy the people and rape the women and bring in literally destruction of the national culture of Europe. This is to fulfill the third woe, the third jihad, which Islam believes in. And your videos document so well with the proof in scripture and historical facts. So let's review what you have in your four DVD set and, of course, your fifth DVD, which is a follow-up, and five e-books. Let's summarize what's happening in these amazing documentaries that they can get at Before Us, BEFOREUS dot, dot, I think it's bud.com, isn't it? Not .org. Jonathan?
Yes.
So the website is BeforeUs.com, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and so let's go over the four DVD set and what's exactly in it that explains to people, like, one of the issues that I brought up with Bill Warner is the fact that Islam was literally fostered and created by the Vatican. He was surprised at that because he's an expert scholar on the Hadith and the Shira and the Quran, and he's translated into English and also rearranged it so his temporal sequence is correct, rather than one of the caliphs years ago, many centuries ago, changed the sequence and put the longer surahs of the Quran in the front of the Quran and the shorter ones in the back, so it wasn't time sequence, so you couldn't make sense of it. Also, they tried to demand that people had to study it in Arabic, which is a language, and I found this out from one of my Jewish scholar friends many years ago. Most people may not be aware of this, but the Caliph of Babylon actually had a Jewish scholar who actually translated or updated the Quran, and at the end of being in a pit, or we call a crypt, for 14 or so years, he executed him, and of course there were at that time three different versions of the Quran floating around. Many of them purport verbal editions, but you know, with Bill Warner, he was not aware that the Vatican was not only directly involved at the birth of Islam, but also currently fostering Chrislam, which is, again, part of the New World Order of bringing about a world government.
Yes, that's true. And it's very, very interesting that the world leader of the one of the big sects among the Muslims, the Sunni sect, visited the Vatican the other day, and I saw a picture of the Pope hugging and kissing this Muslim leader. I mean, they have secrets that they don't want us to know.
And but, by the way, there's more high-level Muslim Masons, if you want to call it, or that are in the Islam, than all of the Baptist, Catholic, and other Masons. So people don't understand this. Islam is a perfect marriage, a marriage made in hell, with the New World Order.
Oh, yes, yes. And it's clear that the invasion of Europe by Muslims is well underway. Several million refugees, so-called, remain isolated in Turkey as Turkish President Erdogan holds the rest of Europe hostage by demanding billions of dollars in aid and failure to pay what amounts to nothing short of protection money, says Erdogan, will force him to release these hordes of people on the whole of Europe. Now, this is the beginning of something that's going to come to America as well.
Exactly, yeah. In fact, that thing with Erdogan is quite telling, that Erdogan is actually literally blackmailing Europe and holding this protection money hanging over them like Damocles' sword.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, we could go on and on about that, but
there's one other comment I want to make. Turkey wants full membership in Europe, and if that happens, they'll flood Europe with up to 40 million Turkic Muslims, not only from Turkey, but also Turkic countries which are part of the former Soviet Union, like Azerbaijan and Tajikistan, etc. They'll all arrive and be there as well.
Yes.
And people know that can happen immediately. We're not talking about over 5 or 10 or 20 years. We're talking about a country of I think Europe is around 385 million people. It'll immediately make Europe an Islamic superstate.
That's right. And the fact that terrorist organizations have been found in Europe with caches of war-grade weapons and are actively trying to compromise nuclear power plants in Europe suggests that should they effectively coordinate attacks using weapons of mass destruction, it doesn't matter whether they're chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear, Europe would be turned into a total wasteland. It could happen very quickly.
Right. Now, let's look at your first videos are really telling about the birth of Islam and the so-called Vatican Church. And I like the quote from the Bible. It says, "Behold, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth." That's why it talks about the abomination that desolates. It's literally passing over territory to Islam, which is a daughter of the Vatican and the Catholic Church. It started with Constantine, who supposedly became a Christian on his deathbed, but he was a solar worshiper, sun worshiper, to the moment of his death. So this is a big lie. That's why you see the solar, literally the cutting the hair of the monks through the Middle Ages were cutting a solar haircut, which is why even the second Hiraj, or the second Muslim woe, was actually saying that they do not persecute the Sabbath keepers, but persecute those that keep the solar day, the day of the sun, which are basically the Catholics.
That's right. Okay, now on our DVD, just to give it a very quick overview, Bill, as you suggested, the first one is the invasion of America, Europe, Australia, and the West. Terrorists are swarming into position with millions of refugees ready. And we deal also with a rescue plan that everyone needs to know. And right. Amazing prophecies are coming true, which are in this first DVD.
Right.
The second one is why the Vatican created Islam and who is controlling the power moves. And we give incidents and stories through this, which are quite remarkable. An amazing escape from death, the secret hidden in a loaf of bread that saved a family from attackers. Now, these are unbelievable stories, but they actually occurred and shows the hand of God for those that trust in him.
Right.
Then the third DVD is the coming Muslim Empire and Israel. Will the emerging caliphate seize Jerusalem? Prophecies 2,500 years old that are coming to pass at this very moment as we speak.
Wow.
The fourth one deals with World War III and how to survive. What the globalist, the elite, has planned for you and me.
Right.
Political, financial, religious, and how to survive it.
Right. Well, one of the things that came up an hour or two today, we had a caller, Glenn, who mentioned the War of Gog and Magog. And I said, look, you have to understand, this is a perspective of multiple journalists or prophets over more than a millennium and a half that prophesy both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And as the Bible says in 2 Peter 2:10, no scriptures of private interpretation. In other words, the Bible interprets itself almost like a locksmith with a series of codes that unlocks itself, or a gemstone where you look at it with a polarizing microscope. You see the facets of truth from perspective. You've done that in your DVDs in a remarkable academic way that proves without a doubt whatsoever that the scriptures interpret themselves, and there is no wavering from your analysis of it. And it also lockstep parallels exactly even the prophecies that the Muslims believe that this is the third jihad. That's what's amazing about this.
Yes, it is certainly amazing. The truth is that you made a very good point, Bill. The scriptures do interpret themselves. You cannot take one text on its own and then make a prophecy from it. You've got to compare it with the others that are on the same theme and using the same language.
It's like a series of corollaries for an overall thesis in mathematics. You can't throw out what's called a proven corollary of the mathematical theorems. And once you have a proven corollary, you have to adhere to that, and you can't throw a scripture over your shoulder because you don't like it. For example, the scripture that says in the book of Daniel, the stone cut out without hands will be destroy the statue of clay and iron, and it's feet in clay and iron, and it will be blown away. It'll never rise again, which means there's no millennium, there's no rise of Satan out of the abyss. So what people need to understand, the battle that we're coming up to is the final battle from darkness.
That's it. That's it. And it's closer than most people realize.
Yeah, and we can see those benchmark signs. I can't tell you dates, but the signs are so close. you can smell the sulfur of the breath of the dragon on her neck.
Well, that's very descriptive, what you've said, and I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting that we have mentioned that the first woe was mainly in the Middle East. The second woe reached into the heart of Europe.
Right.
And saved the Protestant Reformation that was under threat of being exterminated by the Vatican's army and destroyed that army. The third woe is a global one. Now, we brought ISIS into the picture here because ISIS now is going global.
Right.
And it's interesting, CNN actually reported just over in late March that over 70 attacks in 20 countries from ISIS. Now, this means that the deadly tentacles of ISIS have spread very quickly from the terrorist group's epicenter in Iraq and Syria to points all around the globe. So they are actually going and getting ready for every country and every part of every country.
Now, there's an interesting point that Bill Warner mentioned, and I want to bring it up today, is we're talking about the jihad of murder, which is what he refers to, but we don't talk about the jihad of politics, the jihad of universities, the jihad of education, the jihad of public law. For example, the current head of the Department of Injustice, I call it, Loretta Lynch, is a Muslim. The current head of the CIA is a Muslim. And what we're dealing with is she said she's going to persecute and fine and or jail people that criticize Islam or Muhammad. Now, what you have to understand is that there are now Sharia-compliant textbooks in Tennessee. There's Sharia-compliant laws at universities now that you can't criticize Islam. And besides the jihad of murder, these other jihads are actually much more insidious and much more dangerous. We have a jihadist in the White House, is a jihad of politics. And while he's putting out things like the LGBT gay agenda, he's actually doing a jihad of politics to say, don't dare criticize Islam, even if he does, let's say, a terrorist activity up in Northern California, where it's a no-gun zone. And don't criticize Islam when they do things like in Brussels or Paris. So we have a jihad of politics going on, plus other, these other jihads, and it's, the tentacles are, in a sense, you know, very horrific when you have the jihad of murder, but the jihads of these other types, including education and we call the political correctness jihad, which they're trying to say you can't speak against Islam, is in a sense much more damaging.
Yes, they plan to abolish all other law except their own. Well, once
right.
they have enough power.
They did an interview. In fact, I saw a gentleman who actually is of Jewish extraction. He was on Fox News the other night, and he did a inquiry up at Portland State University, where my son is finishing his math and science degree, their honors degree, and he's going on to acupuncture and Oriental medicine at OMC, and. The Oregon College of Oriental Medicine. And this Jewish man interviewed students there and asked them for money to support Hamas so they could blow up schools and hospitals and kill Israeli citizens, and asked for the kids to give donations, $5, $10, $20, $70, $27, whatever. And there were all kinds of kids that said, oh, yeah, we agree. This is a great idea to kill people in their schools or hospitals and so on. And he couldn't believe it. This is a Jewish man asking these people, and he explained the issues very plainly. We're going to kill citizens that haven't done anything, and we're going to blow them up in their hospital beds or their schools or their restaurants. They have a trailer from my friends in Israel, but they haul around Palestine and the occupied territories, and it's actually a mock-up of an Israeli cafe that's blown up with body parts of Israeli Jews and foreign, if you want to call it, tourists, with their body parts in plastic and paper mache, etc., stuck to the walls with blood, false blood, indicating that this was a wonderful thing, and a person that blew themselves up with one of these, you know, bombs that they actually, when you're 3 years of age in Palestine, your third year birthday, if you're a little boy, is someday you'll be a human bomb. They believe it or not, this is what they teach them in Palestine. And so when people think that having a two-state solution is a solution to this problem, as I said to a caller yesterday, this is a solution for a catastrophe if you think a two-state solution is going to fix these irreconcilable parties. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yes, it's absolutely true.
Yep.
Now, on this side of the world, Bill, there are developments taking place as well. Recently, there was a Muslim open day, public open day, in a 1,200-seat Arabic community center in Sydney.
Right.
And various other people, mature adults, were invited to attend. And within 2 minutes of the first speaker starting, these visitors began to feel very uneasy. And there was absolutely no doubt that this was a Muslim sleeper cell being formed among already many dozens of others around Australian cities with the sole intent of taking over Australia. Now, the venom and the heated hatred that was expressed in this meeting, the war that will be won against Australia and their non-Muslim, non-Sharia society was screamed into the public address system dozens of times. Now, here's the exact words from one of the speeches. Brothers and sisters do not have to vote in Australia anymore because Sharia law is coming very soon. It'll be your only guide. Australian law is to be 100% discounted and abolished.
Wow.
This land will be conquered. Sharia law will rule. All non-believers will be dealt with and severely punished under the new Australian law, Sharia law.
Now, why do they expect, with a tiny minority of Muslims there, relatively, that they're going to accomplish this? Why do they expect when the Australian government and the people are rising up, just like in Germany and Austria, to counteract this kind of massive hirage?
Let me tell you something interesting. We know of a family, a Muslim man who married an Australian woman. They had four children. This Muslim man suddenly left home. He took two of the children with him to Syria, and he taught them how to decapitate and come back to Australia. And
right.
I've got a photograph of this child and the father proudly looking at him as the child holds up a severed head. This child was only 11 years old, an Australian, brought up in Australia.
Right, and brought back to Australia to decapitate Australians' heads when a time comes and he's no longer an 11-year-old, but he's a 16 or 18-year-old. A strong young man now capable of doing it.
That's right. So all this is going on, and the media doesn't talk about it.
Well, because the media are called like mediums. They're liars, they're sorcerers, they're co-conspirators with satanic evil.
Yes. Now, look at America now. Muslims are buying land all over rural America, in rural areas, towns, and cities. And do you know that there are now more than 40... militant training facilities across the United States?
Yeah, the number I have is 43, and that's in the continental U.S. It doesn't even include Alaska. And these 43 camps, they have live ammunition training sites on their campuses as well, also with live bombs. And the FBI and the state government and so-called Homeland Security fully knows the GPS coordinates where these maniacs are trying these things out, and they don't stop it. People don't understand there's tens of thousands of these cells ready to cause total terror. If they get the call to go and start blowing up things like a nail bomb or a ball bearing bomb, let's say, in O'Hare Airport or some other major stadium or whatever, and then Americans will beg for everybody to have the chip or a tattoo or biometrics so that they can't go anywhere without their wife or themselves being blown up to pieces. So this is all tied to create a dialectic so they get a bipartisan security bill, not just here but in Australia or elsewhere, so that they will cause the crusade. They'll cause us to rise up as a unified force against Islam, and they'll have their third jihad in a full crusade war, because the jihad is going to precede a full crusade, which happened before, and they want to do it again. Amazing. Thank you, Jonathan. Again, beforeus.com, this 4DVD set is essential. You want to connect all the dots, go to beforeus.com. There's lots of amazing e-books and videos available there. Also, check out Bill Warner's site, politicalislam.com. When you combine the two, and when you hear from Leo Vine-Zaghami in his latest books of Confessions of Illuminati, Part 1 and 2, you'll get the picture.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
And welcome back, and Jonathan, let's continue. Please explain more about the other DVDs that are in the set, because I think when people see it, it's probably one of the most powerful things I know my wife Michelle has said she's ever seen. When you see it, you'll be transformed. You realize whether you've been taught false eschatology or false dispensationalism, this clears it up pretty cleanly. It makes it obvious that we are the last generation that's going to suffer under satanic regimes worldwide. It makes it obvious that destruction is coming upon us, and that if we do not repent as a people and as a church that's apostate, we're going to suffer, as it says, be it ever Babylon, the great mother of harlots, and of abominations of the earth, lest you share in her curses, because the curses are coming on our nation and on the world because we have not repented with physical action and words of truth against these evils, have we?
No, that's true. And it's interesting how, although the Vatican created Islam, historically, Islam has been the God of heaven is able to turn around things to suit his needs and his desires. And Islam has become a thorn in the side of the Vatican ever since. Even though there are high-level Vatican leaders inside Islam guiding and directing it, suddenly, it like a scorpion, it turns around and stings. And this has happened time and again. It's very, very interesting. I do believe that we're set to see this happen again. There's going to be a chaos from Islam, but suddenly Rome is going to suffer as well, and it's going to be a very hard day for Rome when that happens.
Exactly. In fact, it's prophesied that this last pope, which is Pope Francis, it will be the end of Rome, and the glory of Rome and all its buildings and artwork and so on, it will be destroyed. And it will be destroyed by Islam, most probably from the description by nuclear attack, by missiles. And remember, this latest move by Turkey to try to blackmail Europe because of the Haraj that's happening, the invasion, is basically a step toward getting full citizenship and flooding Europe with a massive incursion of up to 40 million within the next year or two of Turkic Muslims. Not just from Turkey, but from Middle Eastern and North Africa, and primarily also Turkic republics from north of Iran. And most people don't realize a lot of these Turks are, although they're Sunni, there's a lot of Shiite Turks as well. And that means that we'll be dealing with a alliance between the Turks that they're in Iran and most of the 42% of the military for the Soviet, for the former Russian, for the current Russian army, are Turkic Shiite Muslims. Most people don't know that, do they?
42%. No, they don't.
They don't know that 42% of the Russian army are Turkic Muslims from Azerbaijan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, etc. Most people aren't aware of that. They also aren't aware about the fact that the fourth nuclear power on Earth is Kazakhstan. They would think, well, first is U.S., actually, maybe after in terms of throw weight, Russia's number one, U.S. number two, Israel number three, and Kazakhstan is number four, and it's Muslim. People don't know that. Then we have to deal with the next power, fifth one, would be Afghanistan, with the AQ Khan's facility in Waziristan. So the fourth and fifth nuclear powers are Muslim already, nuclear powers.
All they need is the signal, and the, and this world is thrown into chaos.
Right.
You know, Jesus himself made a prophecy. He said, unless these days be shortened, there would be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, these days will be shortened.
What does that mean to you? What does it mean to you by shortening?
Well, first of all, that no one would be left alive. That does suggest that millions are going to die. There's going to be a huge Holocaust coming across the whole world, so that unless the Lord intervened himself, there would not be one soul left alive. But we don't have to fear that there's going to be mass extinction, because he will come before it's too late for his people.
Well, the shortening of the days, I think, actually is a physical day. I think there's going to be something, things happen, whether it's a volcanism, a meteor shower cloud, or something that's going to blot up part of the sun. I believe that the shortening of the days actually means there's going to be cataclysms on the Earth, or Earth changes that will trump the nuclear war that the globalists are pushing.
Well, we wait and see on that one, Bill, but you could have a point there.
Yeah, that's just a lot of times if you don't have an answer, ask at least the best possible questions. So please, I guess we're on break again. We'll be back in just a moment with Jonathan Gray, and again, beforeus.com, and this 4DVD set is essential watching. Fifth DVD available as a bonus, and 5 ebooks. You want to get them. We'll be back in just a moment with Jonathan Gray. He also has many, many other amazing ebooks on ancient archaeology. If you want to really know about the nature of who we are as a people, the nature of our world, you need to get this material.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So let's continue with that. Those thoughts you had before the break, Jonathan. I think it's important people kind of grasp just to how late the hour is. And most people are really not aware of that, are they?
No, they're not aware of it at all. Now, it's very interesting, Dr. Bill. If we go to the book of Revelation, it's very coordinated. Now, a lot of people have ideas. Now, why is this here? Why is that here in the book of Revelation? It seems to make no sense. And so many wild theories have been arising. Picking and choosing what they want to take and then making a theory on it. But really, the whole book is very well coordinated.
Right.
And our particular subject actually starts in chapter 7 and goes all the way to chapter 22. So it's very interesting. And it goes, every chapter explains what the other chapters are talking about.
Right.
This Muslim situation is very big in Bible prophecy, because this is going to be one of the greatest and final terrors of mankind before the Lord returns.
Right. It's interesting that one of the primary things that they judge against Christians is the apostasy of sun worship versus the Sabbath worship.
Yes, that's so. And you know, there are people who make all sorts of excuses relating to sun worship and think that God is going to understand them. Well, of course he'll understand. He'll understand their disobedient attitude.
Exactly.
And,
Yeah. Please continue.
Yes. Now, the big issue is going to be the ultimately the mark of the beast versus the seal of God.
Right.
And in the Bible, the word seal, mark, and sign all mean the same thing.
Right.
And the ownership of the seal is declared in the Word of God. In the fourth commandment, in the Ten Commandments, you'll find every seal. The seal of the President of the United States is Barack Obama. That's his name. The seal actually includes his name, his office, and the territory over which he rules. The name is Obama. The territory is the United States of America. And the office that he holds is President. So it's Obama, President, USA. Now, in the Bible, God puts his name and his office and his territory in his law as well. And there's only one place in the Ten Commandments where you will find that seal, and that is in the fourth commandment, where he calls himself the Lord our God, or Jehovah.
Right.
And then he says, who created, that's his office, creator, and then heaven and earth and all that in them is. There's his territory. The seal of the Creator is in the fourth commandment, which actually is the commandment, remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy, for in 6 days the Lord God made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. And that's for our benefit. It's a stress reliever. People who just work 7 days a week and think that they can get by, their bodies will soon crack up. But if they take that one day away from stress and think of their Creator, their stress level goes way, way down, and it's a wonderful, wonderful medical remedy for people who are highly stressed, is to honor the day that the Lord gave as a day of refreshment.
Right, and so there's several other aspects of the Sabbath. The first that I think is a Sabbath relationship. In other words, everything comes from God, not from your own efforts, not from your own talents or whatever, but God gives you those talents, he gives you the ability, he gives you the blessings. So the first I call is the Sabbath rest every day in God, is what that means, that God is prescient over the knowledge of all love, all good, all science, all knowledge. He is the one that's the source. So the Sabbath, in a sense, says he's the source of all, he created all, but he also is the source of all rest, which is a physical day to represent it, but it also means you have to accede that God is the prescient control that actually creates law, goodness, and balance that can allow society to exist and not destroy itself. And to me, that, in a sense, is the other side of the Sabbath besides the day. And it's interesting that Islam is our Sabbath keepers, and only like the Seventh-day Adventists and some Messianic groups keep the Sabbath. Otherwise, the Christian church are sun worshippers. And remember, the sun worshipper refers to Apollo, which is son of Lucifer. And that's why they talk about in the Vatican, their actual ceremonies and masses in Latin actually worship Lucifer, in Latin, as the son of the morning, and his son was Yeshua, Jesus. This is the abomination they talk about in the Vatican, and they've done these ceremonies. If you actually have video clips that Leoline Zagami's played, when we talked about on his show, about the fact that they worship Lucifer and his son, they call him Yeshua, Jesus, which is a lie. That's how evil this is.
And on one of our DVDs, we actually showed them doing that in the Vatican.
Right, exactly. That's really interesting, because I think you showed similar clips to what we talked about with Leo Zagami, who will be on tomorrow in the first hour. So please continue.
Yes. So this is, as you mentioned, a wonderful gift from our Creator. He knew before anything went wrong that we would need it eventually, and that this would remind us to come back to him, know that he is the giver of all good things. He gives us not just gifts, but he gives us life itself. Without him, there's nothing. And when people are stressed out, I tell you, Dr. Bill, one of the greatest stress relievers is to accept God's gift with open arms, come back to him, and let him do something in one's life. And and to take a whole day to do that and forget about worldly worries.
What he wants you to do is
a wonderful stress reliever.
He wants to, the way to relieve, in a sense, the psychic stress of living in our world, I say that when they slap the baby on the bottom, they should read Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That's our world.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Firstly, intellect and emotion are, in a sense, the diminutive minion gods of Satanism. And the most intelligent created being is Satan. It's not surprising. He was also the so-called in the heavenly realm, the ruler of the making of music around the throne room of God. So he was literally the lord of intellect and emotion, which the ultimate emotion is poetry and music. And people need to realize they feed what's called the eye or the ego, which is the first dragon. And in fact, what God's trying to say is he's going to feed the spirit to make us understand that we are one. I call it the we/I. And what's really going on is he said, I'll feed your spirit so your evil will fall away. We won't survive, for example, the singularity of artificial intelligence, robotics, transhumanism, and so on, unless our spirits are one with the Spirit of the Most High. Because in the next 20 to 40 years, all of these technologies, which are basically a basis in Satanism, and remember, if technology is subservient to the Spirit of God and His will, we can survive it and thrive it and become a galactic civilization. But if we don't, we'll be consumed by it. We will no longer be human. And people need to grasp that what Jesus' message was as a metaphysician was, if your intellect and your emotions are not subservient to the Spirit of the Most High, you are, as he said to Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. In other words, the Satan principle comes in because ultimate intellect and ultimate emotion always makes you a satanic minion of the Luciferic principle.
Yes, that's very, very right. Absolutely.
Yeah, we need to understand that's why Satan is the ultimate intellect, the ultimate, literally, doer of music in the heavenly realm. And people like to, you know, even they said even the other archangels would not dispute for the body of Moses because they understood that Satan was the greatest created being in the universe until he found in himself darkness. He wanted to be as the Most High and ascend to the north parts. So what people need to understand is all of us accede to the idea that we can figure out what is good or evil. That is the original and the only sin. The only sin is to decide not to participate and have God in our life, which is the Sabbath. The Sabbath is not in every decision of every life moment of every decision you make. You're not a Sabbath keeper. It's not just a day. It's a Sabbath relationship with that God is prescient and king of our souls, our intellects, and our emotions. And if he's not king of all those things, we are doomed.
Yeah, that is very true. And perhaps a simple way to put this is that when he tells us to keep the Sabbath day holy, we have to remember it right through the week.
Exactly.
And have him in our hearts right through the week. Now, you can't keep something holy unless you have reached a holy state with your Maker.
Right.
You can't say to a dirty little boy, keep your clothes clean, if he's just wallowing in mud all day long.
Right.
Only a clean-minded boy can keep his clothes clean. A dirty-minded child will not worry about all the dirt on him.
Right.
And it's the same with the Sabbath. You cannot keep a day holy unless you are holy all every day of the week.
Right.
It's a relationship thing with our Creator.
Yeah. So that's why the Sabbath is a relationship as well as a day. Please continue.
Okay. Now, we're getting into I think we did cover this before, that Rome wants to pit Islam against America. We started off with Islam today, and I think we'll continue on.
That's why Trump is the ultimate stoppage of this. That's why they're going to do everything, try to assassinate him, sidestep the elections, steal the elections, do whatever. And even the media now, and even university speakers like this Univision anchor, booed for trashing Trump, speaking in Spanish at a commencement meeting. I mean, these things are over and over. Jeb Bush actually buying 66,000 attack ads for, I think, $100 million against Trump. I mean, this is an example of how desperate they are to continue clawing back to the Luciferic plan. And, people need to realize what's really going on there in terms of...
Yes.
And how evil Hillary is. I mean, you know, I have the gift of second sight as well as second voice, so I can hear tongues in the English. But when I met Hillary back in 2000 in the spring with Bill Clinton when the Marine One helicopter came into Dakota Ridge High School, I didn't see a diminutive 5'4" pantsuited female with a blank face and a cold stare. When I held her hand, it was like holding the hand of death. And I saw her not as a plain-looking pantsuited female, but a 16-foot-8 Draco reptilian monstrosity, because they shattered her psyche, her demonic parents, and avatared her to be controlled by transdimensional entities. And people say, no, there's no possession in your government. The governments of the globalists want to only give you leaders that are demonically possessed, like Obama. They shattered his psyche and created a transsexual monstrosity that'll do anything for as a prostitute for the globalist elite, including trans-Pacific and trans-Atlantic partnerships and trying to put a man in every woman's washroom. This is ridiculous. It's evil, and if people don't rise up against this, they're going to suffer much worse, not only in the physical, but the spiritual.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Now, as you say, Donald Trump is fighting this monstrosity. We must always remember who is behind all this. Who's behind the globalists? Who's behind the Masonic movement? Who's behind the Illuminati? The Bible makes it very, very clear that behind the Vatican is behind all of this.
Right.
The Vatican wants to rule the world. And Revelation 18, the last verse in that chapter, sums it up and says, in her, the Vatican, is found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that are slain upon the earth.
Right.
Now, you know what that little word A-L-L means, and God does not exaggerate it. For him to say that, there has to be a good reason that all the organizations of the world are being pulled, the strings are being pulled from that little place in Rome called the Vatican.
Right.
And as we see the close of human history approaching, and we see Islam again becoming a major force in the world, we might ask, why would the papacy want Islam to fight America and the world for Allah? Well, there's a four-point papal strategy. Firstly, to create a crisis and get her mark of authority imposed upon all. The papacy needs a catalyst to cause the world to honor her institution through a Sunday law and compel all to come under her dominion. It's very clear. And when the wayward churches and the world are forced to face the global jihad that's about to be unleashed, they'll be overwhelmed with terror. And desperate people will resort to desperate measures. And in America, it'll be argued that all the troubles coming upon the nation are as a result of America's departure from God. Then homosexuality, abortion, environmental disasters, all these are rampant because the nation has turned its back on God. And church leaders will urge that the favor of God upon America can only be restored if everyone unites in strict obedience to their church-made religious laws, such as enforced Sunday observance.
Well, people have to understand, and this is something that's going to upset some people out there, but you need to understand, if you look at the scriptures, a lot of people say, well, America's not in the scriptures in the Bible, and I have to tell them that America's in the scriptures more than almost any other nation besides the state of Israel, which is an apostate nation, the fig nation that has no fruit. But God is going to rescue them, and they will have fruit bear on them eventually after they see the Messiah they've literally slain 2,000 years ago. But America is the origin of the mark of the beast. It will be the enforcer of the New World Order. It's not going to come from Brussels or Beijing or Stockholm or Tokyo, Japan. It's going to come from America. So whether Trump gets in and becomes president for a time at some future date, America is going to make a very bad turn, according to the scriptures, and become literally an apostate nation. And at the end, it will repent, just like the king of Nineveh. And I see America as being ruled by tremendous evil. I can't see it's guaranteed by any means that Trump will become president. If Hillary Clinton or some other collectivist, whether it's Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden, gets in, this nation is in immediate judgment. And, you know, we're at the point now where the decisions made in this election will determine whether the world enters the tribulation full force right away or is delayed, just like with Nineveh, it was delayed by 40 years.
Yes. And the time is coming when government will be pressured by religious organizations. And those who refuse to fall in line will be seen as dangerous to the well-being of the nation.
Right.
So the Vatican will coerce Protestant America to enforce by government law the mark of the beast, which is a Vatican institution, and then get the world to follow.
And by the way, this is tied directly to carbon credits, which the Pope says he's for these third world nations. He's not. because carbon credits will kill more people than anything else you can imagine. And the ability to generate energy is necessary for growing food and every kind of industry. So the Pope's attempt is actually going to be a population control attempt, because he supports Agenda 2030, which is more advanced and more vile than Agenda 21. And the Pope and the POTUS and 72 world leaders last September actually ratified it. So people need to know that the seal is already there. The time of trouble, the birth pangs, has already started. It's not a thing that we have to report about maybe in the future. It's already happened. Its effects have not completely set in yet.
It started already, yes.
Yeah, it's already started. People don't see the signs, so they don't understand the malevolent evil that's already stalking us. And that's why there's a grave danger that we will be the, if you want to call it, the catalyst for the final destruction of much of the world here in America, because we will be the enforcers of the mark by the Vatican.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park, yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp, or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar-sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
It's cancellation of your ignorance. It's cancellation of your inaction. It's cancellation of your views of public, I call real lies going on in public education. It's a lie. It's cancellation of ignorance. It's a time of the apocalypse, of the unveiling. And what people need to understand is, yes, all the wars are banker wars. Yes, the educational institutions are leftists. That's why at Portland State University, when I saw an interview on Fox News the other night, I couldn't believe it. This Jewish man asked people to support Hamas to destroy and kill innocent people in Israel. People need to start grasping this, that 72% plus of the Islamic mosques in America are radicalizing and taking young people that are born in America of Muslim parents, and they're actually radicalizing them to blow up schools and kill people when they finally get the kill order. People don't grasp this. What are they going to do, wait until it's thousands of people die in a hail of more than one terrorist attack? This is trying to bring us to our knees, and I guarantee you Americans are not going to succumb to Hillary Clinton if she does get in power to take away our guns. There'll be an immediate revolution. Immediate. And this woman will have the half-life of a piece of raw meat thrown among Rottweilers. She will be meeting her maker, or her unmaker, I should call it, Satan, very quickly if this happens.
That would not surprise me.
Right. And now people need to grasp this, that America is under this grave judgment. It is the promulgator of the greatest evil on earth. If you look at people in Afghanistan have a marriage party. Don't have a 200 marriage party in the border of Afghanistan and you're likely to be hit by a drone kill that Obama, basically orders because one person in the party out of 200 might be a suspect to being a member of what's so-called an extreme Islamic organization, although Obama supports extreme Islam on both sides. He's given the missile go-ahead to do missile, testing for nuclear carrying missiles in Iran that have written on the side of the missile in Hebrew, read Hebrew, how they're going to destroy Israel, and also in Farsi, and he's also, on the other hand, supporting ISIS and ISIL and al-Nusra to give them the weapons to try to destroy Syria and eventually put Israel in what I call a position where they're, like in the Temple of Dagon, the Samson option, to blow up every Muslim community larger than 50,000 within 10,000 miles. People don't grasp this. They don't realize we have a monster, a satanic evil in the White House, and we have an even greater evil, Hillary Clinton, trying to get in the White House. That's how crazy this is.
Both right at the top.
Yeah. So let's talk more about your videos. Before BeforeUs.com, we'll be doing some more videos on our live stream and Vimeo and other channels so people can, see the pictures, understand this a little bit more clearly. What other books would you like to kind of talk about as well that are available that can help people understand the full panorama of ancient history and current history, and while this is the culmination time? This is where everything is going to be cleared up. Everything is going to be brought to its conclusion within our lifetime.
Yes. On the same website, Dr. Bill, the leading book, the one that I think is probably best to start with, because people who are not so religious and maybe skeptical, is Dead Men's Secrets.
Yeah, that's one that we've talked about for a while. We need to mention some more when we talk next time. Jonathan Gray is back roughly every 2 weeks. Back at the same time 2 weeks from today. We'll bring it right to June the 8th. Thank you, John. It's an amazing discussion today. BeforeUs.com, get the DVD set. Don't say you don't know when you've been taught the truth. And the logic and the academic work that Johnson's done here and the actual pictures and videos, there's no wavering the face, the music, the truth here. But we as believers need to stand up to evil and do good because we are at the time of the end. Thank you. God bless you all out there for listening. Leo Lion Zagami will be back hour one tomorrow.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.